It's hard to sort of piece this together, but I'm going to do the best I can. There are people, and I've actually covered this issue before on my YouTube channel, but there are people in my life who know me personally, family, friends, and I suppose you have to include ex-wives as well. These people will often categorize my point of view as sort of a doomsday perspective. And I don't believe that's true, and I think that's kind of a superficial or shallow interpretation. But it is a convenient label because it makes it easier to sort of discount the things I have to say. I don't actually believe the world is coming to an end, and I tend to discount millennialism and other types of bizarre, exotic conspiracy theories in general. I tend to discount them for simple reasons of complexity. They often, on some sort of almost social level, appear to violate the laws of thermodynamics. So it's sort of like it's hard for me to allow for the kinds of conspiracies and the levels of support and bribery and everything else that would be required to make it work. It's hard to believe that humans can pull it off. So I don't think the world's coming to an end. I'm not a millennialist. I don't believe in some deep, dark, you know, nefarious conspiracy. But I do think we're on the verge of a paradigm shift. And I think that there are folks, you know, if they don't understand what that term means, if they don't understand what that implies, they're going to be scared and shocked. And for some people, it's going to feel like the end of the world, because in a metaphysical sense, I suppose, or at least in some cognitive sense, one world is ending. One model, one paradigm, one way of objectifying reality is about to come to an end. It could be as simple as the U.S. dollar supremacy collapsing. It could be the real and tangible and absolutely horrific manifestations of peak oil, because despite all the BS around cheap oil right now, it really justifies Hubbert's theory and the Rocky Plateau. So oil is cheap right now, but so is copper, so is iron, you know, so is, you know, platinum, palladium. I mean, the fact is demand for industrial metals, industrial resources has collapsed. The BDI has collapsed. So the argument that oil is cheap does not discount peak oil. But the thing is, we are on the verge of a paradigm shift. And one way of thinking about it in terms of human choices and choices we could make is kind of like almost like standing on a cliff and you've got a hang glider. And out in front of you is an ocean. And there are islands, and some islands are close and some islands are far away. And the islands that are far away are islands like, you know, community and liberty and self-determination and dignity. And those things are possible. Like, I don't think the collapse is avoidable, but it is possible that we can return to a scale of existence, I would hope, in America for the most part, that is more dignified and healthy. But the truth is that island is way out there, and it takes a lot of thermals and good luck to get to that island. The islands that are really close to the cliff are labeled things like World War III and nuclear war, and also just, you know, tyranny 3.0, where they just take it to the next level and we end up in a not existentially Orwellian environment, but not simply existentially Orwellian, but we go quite concretely Orwellian in daily life, and we end up brutalizing each other and until society just collapses. The truth is the islands that are closer are more likely, because we're making choices that are not long-term choices. We're making kind of ridiculous decisions. We're being, you know, scared by phantasms that, I don't know, maybe are real from someone's perspective, are real threats. But if I'm actually measuring peak oil versus, for example, climate change does not concern me. It really, really doesn't. Peak oil and the implication of peak oil is catastrophic. It is absolutely catastrophic. So no, I don't look at this topic and say, okay, the world is not coming to an end, but we are on the verge of a paradigm shift. We do stand at a cliff, a precipice. We've got a hang glider, and there are good islands and bad islands. And the truth is, most of the bad islands are very close, and most of the good islands that we could reach are far away. And it will take a lot of luck to avoid the bad islands. I frankly think that the current neocon rule of U.S. foreign policy that more or less had its coming out party after 9/11, whatever you think about 9/11, the neocon rule that was kind of a subversive government under Reagan and a subversive government under Clinton and Bush, it had its coming out, you know, on 9/11. And that neocon philosophy, that American exceptionalism, that is really quite fascist and really not at all stabilizing. The most likely outcome for countries that have been in that situation, when they've seen the sort of the pinnacle of their strength, and they're seeing the other side, which is labeled decline. Nations in that situation start wars, and I don't mean little wars. I mean like the Ottoman Empire falling apart and the Austro-Hungarian Empire falling apart, and that kind of triggering like World War I scale of wars. And the sad truth is, any world war at this point, given how economically strapped all the players are, is likely to get nuclear rather fast. I mean, yeah, there can be a conventional component, but there is a limit to what we can do, and there's a limit to what they can do conventionally. And when I say they, whatever the enemy du jour is, you know, whatever the enemy of the moment is. It could be the Russians, it could be the Chinese, it could be ISIS, which looks to be a completely manufactured organization, a la CIA. So it could be ISIS, but think about how Orwellian and fucked up that is, to be going to war with an organization that you're funding and supporting. It's ridiculous, and I can't believe Americans don't see through this. But again, fat, dumb, and stupid is no way to go through life, right? So the world is not coming to an end. But in terms of Thomas Kuhn's idea, you know, from his, you know, seminal work, The Structure of Scientific Revolutions, where he coined the term paradigm shift, we are on the verge of a major paradigm shift, a major disjunction, and it is not clear where we end up on the other side. It really isn't. We could end up in something horrifically worse than what we have now, just police state on steroids. We could end up in a society that is slowly, I wouldn't say disintegrating, but decoupling, frankly, the real decoupling, into more community-level organization. And frankly, a society that would be more voluntary in nature and would probably have more liberty, because we simply couldn't afford at that point the police state control. So it is possible that we're on the verge of a period of American history where we can regain our values. And I don't mean ridiculous far-right Christian bullshit values. I mean principles of self-determination, liberty, dignity, and concern for your fellow man. If we were to follow those ideas, I seriously doubt we'd have to have a horrific world of drone killing and blowing people to shit. Anywho, I don't think the world's coming to an end. But I think a person would be a fool to not notice the signs that things are about to change in ways that probably happen once every 500 years. And for those who don't recognize this and aren't prepared, for those who haven't already gone through the first three stages of the Kubler-Ross grieving process, denial, anger, and bargaining, and are well on their way through depression and acceptance, for those of you who are still on the turning circle of denial, anger, and bargaining, you're going to have a rude awakening when this hits, because you haven't even begun to mentally prepare yourself. Forget, you know, preparing yourself as a prepper. That's kind of ridiculous anyways. It is the mental issue the psychological issue that's going to strike most people, because I actually believe Americans can pull together. We can pull together in a crisis. We can. It frankly doesn't always work out that well if it's a heavy-handed government organized sort of solution. But Americans have a history of pulling together. You know, Benjamin Franklin gave us fire departments, but they started out as volunteer fire departments. And you know, maybe they weren't perfect, but there was a concept behind that made sense. That we can be concerned about community values, but these should not be overriding dignity and liberty and self-determination. There are going to be people who will expect Walmart to be full. There are going to be people who don't even ask why it is those little sushi boxes start showing up in the produce section right about the time the three different types of apples were reduced to one. I mean, there are people who don't notice what's going on already. They don't notice that the toilet, you know, the roll of toilet paper isn't quite as robust as it once was. There are people who just don't notice these things. But frankly speaking, for those of us who are slightly awake, we get it. So it's not the end of the world. But my God, wake up, people. If you think that you're going to continue existing, especially if you exist making money off of real estate, if you think those pyramid schemes are going to continue, I feel really sorry for you. The world is headed for a rude awakening, not the end of the world. Do yourself a favor. Ask questions. Don't believe what I say. Don't believe what anybody says. Do your own research. Ask your own questions. But prepare yourself, because it is extremely likely that the world is going to change in ways that will shock and amaze you and potentially knock your teeth out in a figurative sense.